Jen Shaw.
I'm Kate O'Reilly.
And you're listening to
XOXO
JK, a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff. And, you know, this week we're kind of focusing on just one subject, and we decided on summer because we're sort of eking slowly into the summer months.
Right. And today we were sort of in the midst of it.
Oh my God. It was suddenly 91 degrees outside. It's early June here in Minnesota. And I don't know, like summer, just, you know, you think about like the seasons as a whole and you just sort of have like a connotation that goes along with it. Like yeah. When you say summer, like what do you think of?
I think of dresses and socks.
Yeah.
And we really have to take advantage of it here.
Yes.
So I think that's why it becomes like a capital S thing.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And by capital S thing, I mean capital T thing. I never really understood that. Wait, know what I mean.
Capital T. What do you mean?
Like thing.
Oh, I didn't get it at first, but I just got it.
I still don't get it.
I had half a cider.
Well, I know. We've never recorded at night before, and we are this time, and I'm two beers in.
Drinking. See, that's what I think of. I think of, like, patios.
Patios.
I think of playing outside and, like, all the memories I have, like, as a kid. Like when my brother used to make me wear the one laser tag vest while he shot at me, and I ran around the yard. Like, I think about that.
Right?
Like late nights and, like, conversations, like sitting out on the water,
stolen time,
yeah, strawberry wine, 17, the hot July moon. No, that's a song. Remember
what?
That song?
I don't know.
Strawberry wine, Dina Carter. That's like the 90s, girl. Ugh,
sorry.
All right,
I missed that one. I mostly listened to 101.3 KDWB.
Okay, they probably didn't 99. Play it then because it was before Taylor Swift.
What was it? 99.7.
What? I didn't grow up here. So
99.5 WLOL.
What was that?
That was like KDWB's like rival station.
The competition.
Yep. WLOL. I cannot remember. I can't believe because LOL wasn't yet a thing yet.
Yeah.
So that was crazy that it was WLOL.
And then it got lost.
WLOL.
God.
So let's talk about like, you know, just like what you want to get done this summer.
Plans. What do I want to get done this summer?
Being spontaneous, best and worst summer memories.
Oh, yeah.
Clothing changes and avoiding chafing mostly. And everything that involves. Yeah, so what? Well, you have had a pretty transformative year.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, if you would, about the differences between like going into last summer versus going into this summer. And how you feel about your body. And just being, it's, you know?
Huge difference. Like, I mean, just from like clothing alone, just a huge, like I used to kind of get real nervous about summer because I like always dress to kind of hide myself a lot. So I don't have that same mentality anymore, which is awesome.
Yeah,
like I never wanted to wear like tank tops or like dresses or like anything because I didn't feel great about myself, and it wasn't about weight or, you know, any of that. I just didn't like myself. Like that's just that there's more to it than that. And yeah. And so
there is a lot to that.
And so I always would like, I didn't like to go out in the summer that much because I always felt like I felt like I didn't belong, you know, because I just, what I was wearing, or I never felt good about it, or what, like I always felt more comfortable in like the winter months when I could like pile on a sweater and a snowsuit, you know, I don't know. So this, yeah, it's been really fun, like just feeling a lot more free about that stuff. And it's not, yeah, it's like I just don't even have to think about it really as much, which is great.
Yeah, because I used to go like, I mean, everything changed for me when I started wearing dresses.
Yeah,
because then I wasn't worried about like shorts and how, yes, where they cut my thighs off.
Yeah,
and
I never wear shorts still though.
No, I don't either, but everybody, yeah, has their thing, right? Yeah. And it's like that, like kind of, I don't sweat like shorts, band, yeah, around your waist.
Yes.
And how uncomfortable that would, yes, get. And then I was just like, I'm gonna wear dresses full time, like I don't know when, yeah, summer of dresses started.
Yes.
Four or five
and you
years
have
ago.
Great dresses.
Well, I like to get a variety of ones that, like, I got this one from the Gap that I'm wearing today that it feels like a t-shirt.
I love it. I was actually going to tell you
that. It has pockets, and it's made of t-shirt material, and it's, like, a camisole on top and a fuller skirt on the bottom, like a fitted top and a...
That's from the Gap, really?
It's from the Gap, and I got a black one because I had to toss a black dress I wore all the time that had, like, little cap sleeves and more of, like... It just was like I could wear it on a walk and then to pick up the boys and then to Target and then gardening. Like I could wear it anything. And I had to get rid of it because it just was in terrible shape. And so I was searching for like, you know, a reasonably priced one, knowing what I was going to do in it. And I found this one and I immediately ordered a second one in a different color in the navy blue.
Okay, I need to start doing that because the last couple of days at work, I had to wear dresses. My work is casual. Like I can wear jeans every day, which is awesome. But the last couple of days, the board members have been in town.
Yeah.
So we had to dress business and,
dress business with Jen Shaw.
Yeah. Business dress. I like wearing dresses and skirts, but I like wearing tights with them because there's something about my legs that I like. They're kind of like beat up and bruised. Like you can see probably where I'm sitting. Like I have bruises on my shins from like athletic stuff or whatever. And and I just like, and I'm really pale skinned. So like it, I feel like it's, you know, fluorescent or whatever. It's not. No one else cares. It's just my own thing.
They're not paler than mine.
You have great legs. So I was just like, ey. So I actually changed into pants because I was like, good, but did I want to get over. Yeah, but I want to get over that. Like, I want to.
You know what would help? I think
Sally Hansen spray on legs. Is that what you're going to recommend?
No, do never. I do not recommend ever changing the color of your skin ever.
Oh my god, I hate my laugh so much.
I love that you had that like inserted, like ready to go. Like you've done an ad for them though. That was freaky. Oh. But I think that what would help is like either do it at home. Or I go to Spot Spas for this, but they have this like coconut body scrub.
Oh.
And it's just like something about everything being like kind of like
soft.
Well, and the scrub is made from like Epsom salts or some sort of like, or sea salt. And so it actually does something to like,
rejuvenate,
like kind of like pinching your cheeks does to your, you know what I mean? Like a little bit. So it like, really makes it gets the juices flowing and it'll make you feel a lot better about your legs.
I love it.
But you can also do it at home with just like olive oil and then like Epsom salts and sugar in the raw.
Yeah.
And then just a little bit of like whatever your favorite scent is from the co-op, the essential oil.
Yeah.
Or you could just do vanilla extract.
That's true.
But then just like get in the bathtub and stand near the faucet because you don't want that oil all over your bathtub.
Right.
So stand near the drain and just like rub it up and down your legs. And then do shave and whatever you do to, or if you do Nair or waxing or whatever. And then do the stuff. They have this lotion that has just like a glow and it's not super like it's orangey. Not, you don't end up looking like J-Lo. It's not Tanner.
Is that the Jergens one?
It has just like a light, like kind of, it's just like
a shimmer,
a little bit. And it's really, really pale, but it's sort of, you know how when you just put lotion on your legs and they look like really saturated, it sort of stays that way.
Nice.
But I think that would really help the way that your like perception of your legs was to like just start from scratch a little bit, get a pedicure. Because they often do that at pedicures. Yep. They do that leg scrub. Yep.
Good call.
And I go to that one in the quarry. I kind of alternate depending on where my errands are.
The one by Famous Footwear or the one by...
I've gone to that one.
Or the one by Patina.
Both.
Oh.
So I toggle.
Toggle. There's a tech term for you.
If I... toggle dongle. This is Kate. So I kind
Isn't that what they say? Toggle your dongle?
I'll toggle your dongle.
Yeah. Innuendo. That's like nerd speak for sex, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Now it
nerd
is.
Nerd in the lovingest way.
Now like not it in is.
A, yeah. Dude, I would toggle a dongle. Wait, is that right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
Okay, I'm
so
gonna do,
I
I'm
would
gonna
say.
Do, yeah, it's just, it's so dumb because, you know,
It is dumb, and you need to be accepting of your legs totally. However they are. Like, I'm an athlete, and this is what athlete's legs look
and
like.
And I tripped on trying to do a box jump, and that's why I have this big ding on my calf.
That is badass. I know. I wear my bruises it's like funny, a badge. It's funny,
on my left leg, you can see I have a mark in the same exact spot. That's from a year ago, because I ended up getting cellulitis there, and so it's scarred.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Yeah, so it'll just stay there forever. But so I'm always like, oh, cool. Hey, I feel like I need like Kat Von D tattoo cover up.
I got a sample of that.
Does it work?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
God, yeah. I mean, how awesome to be a tattoo artist and then also make money selling tattoo cover up.
Right.
Best so let me do worlds. This, but then also take it away.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that if you use the Sally Hansen stuff or another thing,
yeah,
I don't think it would be the end of the world.
Right.
But as long as it's not, you're trying to be a different color versus you're trying to just like lightly camouflage something that
right.
bothers you or make it more even.
And it's just the dumbest thing. Cause like, I think I have a really flat head, so I'm always super self-conscious about the back of my head. I think it's super flat. No one else in the world is ever going to notice that ever.
No, it's like my theory about when you drop a cocktail at a cocktail party.
Yeah.
And everyone's just so glad it's not them.
Yes.
That they're just like so preoccupied with their own stuff that they would never notice that right. stuff that is weird about you. It's sort of like when you think of your body, like, I can't wear certain things because I'm not skinny.
Or you wear whatever you want. That's or, like that whole bikini thing that's going around right yeah. now. Like how to get a bikini body, just put on a bikini.
Right. Oh, I love that. I how to too. Get your body beach ready, bikini have a body, ready. Go to the beach.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. ABC.
I love that.
So I feel like you can wear whatever you want as long as it fits well. Like make sure it's not like you're not like pulling or yeah. pulling or, but I get what you mean. And I had the same thing with pantyhose and tights and stuff because my upper body has just seen a lot more like sun. And so it's like, mm-hmm. it's almost like I wear sunscreen every single day, always. But I get a, like my top part of my body gets like really freckly and almost like light tannish now. And my legs are truly the cover, like color of a lamp, a white lampshade. Like they are, like they are like illuminated from within.
My skin is translucent.
It is. It is. And you can see, and you can see the pink from underneath, like
yeah,
blue veins and red and everything. And
I got like, a tan on my arm driving.
People are like, why? What's wrong with your hands?
Yeah.
Or what's wrong with your arms? I'm like, I'm just pink.
Yeah.
Or they touch me like I have a sunburn. And I'm like, nope, I'm just that color. So, trust me.
If you had to pick a Crayola crayon to be your skin color, it would be like a pink.
Like I a, don't like know a, that there is one that looks like
me. Like a salmon. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Like a coral.
It would be salmon, but then the white crayon on top of it.
Yeah.
And then backlight it.
Yep.
Right. Like a light table. Truly. Yeah, so I get it. I get it, though. And I think that it's all about how more how they feel.
Yeah.
And then wearing colors that don't accentuate it.
Right.
Or that really accentuate it. So not colors that are close to your skin. So wear like jewel tones or like dark colors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, that really makes a difference. Well, it's funny, too. Like, you know, all the clothes that I have from summer a year ago.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I had to go through all my stuff and get rid of a bunch of it because it just, it's like, I can't hold on to this anymore. Like, it's just taking up place. And, it hasn't changed, like, I mean, not like drastically or anything, but it's like the stuff just doesn't fit. And so I have been like slowly, you know, getting clothes and stuff. But it's like, I don't know.
I think we should go out together.
Yeah, we should.
I think having a pal there that's like not someone that, I mean, we're close now, but not someone that is like has known all your stuff ever.
Yeah.
That's not the right person to shop for clothes yeah. with. It's like someone who's just like, dang, like you come out and they're like, that looks awesome. And they don't have a lot of skin in the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah. And I have a lot of colors I would like to see on you too.
Oh, instead of black, you mean, and gray?
Oh my gosh.
That's like my two signature.
No, it's not instead of anything. It's just like,
in addition
I see
to.
You. I was like, oh, that shoe would look great in that color.
Oh, you're so nice.
Well, it's just true. And I believe that. I say this in one of my talks that if someone says you look good in a color, mm-hmm. believe them and wear it, because no one in the world is making up a lie about you looking good in a color, right. because it's impossible to do.
Right.
Because it's an instinctual reaction. Yeah, like, oh, you look yes. so good in blue.
Agreed.
Buy more blue and wear it more Agreed. Often, because there's just no making that up.
Like your nails.
Yeah. I have like seriously electric blue.
So pretty.
I was on a dance floor at a wedding this weekend and had this color on, and it glowed under the black light.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. So it has something in it. It was really cool. Summer nails are part of what I'm doing right now.
I have a orange coral. It's a,
found my coral today.
It was like a thing I got. I think I got it in Birchbox when I was a Birchbox person. I always say the name wrong. So I'm going to say it. Is it? I always say it wrong and I'm nervous to say it.
Yves Saint Laurent?
Yeah, that's what it
Got
is.
Got it.
Yeah. Yves Saint Laurent. Yeah, that, and it's like this orangey kind of coral. It reminds me of like a nautical, you know? Like, yeah. Nautical's always like blue and white and then like some kind of orange.
Yep.
That's what it is.
There's one that called like rock lobster, I think, yeah, that I love. That's yeah. And then I have one that's like really like almost like a chalky coral, like Ooh. Really like a lot of white.
I like that.
That I love on my toes. So I might do that with this blue. I think that would be really pretty. Uh-huh. So summer stuff, summer routines. And
oh my gosh. Well, your life ready. Changes completely because the kids are out of school.
Kids are out of school. But and I work at home, so I'm able to wear and do kind of whatever I want, unless I'm meeting with a client, which most of my clients are pretty casual because that's the way I have engineered my life. But they, like, once in a while I'll go for like an interview or meet them for the first time and I'll wear stuff. But I stop wearing socks immediately. Like, oh my God, as soon as the snow is melted, I stop wearing socks and I like line up my sandals in color coordinated order.
You do?
And start wearing them like in a row. I just cannot wait.
I need to get more sandals.
Oh, you should try some of mine on before you go. Yeah. There's so many great sandals now, and they're so comfortable. There's no reason to be not like unstylish with sandals.
Yeah.
And I love that because I have big feet and hard feet to fit. So it's like summer for me is like pain-free,
yeah,
cute stuff that everybody else has. It's not just stuff that fits my feet well. And so it's a huge like moment of freedom for me.
That's awesome.
And I feel like I have I just feel really cute.
And you always look cute, like in your cute maxi dresses that you have.
Oh, and thanks.
Yeah.
I like
that. I was thinking I'm going to try to wear a maxi dress this year.
Well, you should look in my closet before you go and see if I have one that you could try.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. They're fun. It's not for all the time because you are like dragging around twice the amount of fabric. So they can become
You're like
heavy.
Wearing a wedding gown.
It is funny that way because you're like, I can't wear that today. But sometimes it's nice because when it's really hot that you can be completely covered. It's almost like a caftan or something, which I really like.
Oh, that's funny.
But I can't wear bangs in the summer because I get this like microclimate against my forehead.
Yeah, we talked about that. Like, that's super interesting.
Yeah, so I have to push my bangs aside or grow them out longer, which they're almost as long as all my hair right now.
Wow, they really are. I know. Holy shit.
I think they are.
I'm a banger. I'm a banger for life.
You are. And well, you're so cute. I'm your a banger bangs are for legendary. Life. People stop you in the street to talk about your bangs. I've been there. Don't try and lie about it. What about makeup?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've like gone through a huge change with makeup recently because I think I used to wear way too much. Like I would have like a heavy eye and a heavy lip.
Oh.
And so I was like, I saw a picture of myself once and I was like, recently, like in the spring.
Oh.
And I was like, I think that's a little too much for me.
It
was
like a picture is what did it.
Yeah. Cause it was like, I had a smoky eye, but then also like a red.
Cause you've been wearing a lot of the darker lips.
Yeah. Love me some red lips.
Yeah. And they look great on you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a new risk that I took once when I didn't think I would ever. You know, I used to like, I can't wear red. I can't. Anybody can wear red. There's a red that suits you out there. I learned this from my friends at Sephora.
Yeah. Nice.
And
You found some great colors because I've seen you just last week with that like really plummy.
Thank you. Burgundy. That is actually made locally by the Elixirie.
Oh, nice.
It's the Lady Parts Justice lipstick. I forget what it's called.
Oh, great.
But they have it there.
Beautiful and, color. I have the Dessa one by them.
Oh, yeah. It's and really
pretty red.
So I started doing more of like a nude, like a very, basically like a non-existent eye makeup, but then just with like black kind of around.
Liner and mascara.
And like smudging it, you know, but like a nude and like a white eyeshadow, like kind of blending those in. So it just sort of brightens it up. And then, but in the summer, yeah, I like, you know, I used to wear like liquid foundation and stuff. And I do still wear foundation because I have like a lot of uneven skin tone in my face. And I, you know, like sunspots and stuff like that. So like I like to
blend those.
Yeah. But I've moved away from liquid foundation and now I use, Urban Decay has almost like a pressed foundation.
Oh, nice.
But it feels like it's not caked on, you know? It's like you can still use like the foundation brush and like sort of
swirl.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel, it feels like it's in your skin, not like sitting on top of it.
Kind of.
I don't know.
I totally, I think as you age too, your skin doesn't take to foundation as
right.
Well,
it just sort of sits there and it gets looks, all kind of caked and dried and So I've been doing so. That's a change I made and I'm happy. Good. I'm happy with that. But like, I got a facial for the first time.
Did you?
Yeah, I never had a facial. Well,
nice.
The kind where you go to the spa. I've never had that kind of facial.
Yeah,
it's like that was an inappropriate joke.
oh, LOL,
I made myself laugh about
I'm
that.
The slowest.
I made myself laugh. So dumb. I never had one before, and my girlfriend Pahua was so thoughtful and got me a gift certificate for one.
Nice.
For my birthday.
Did you enjoy
months
it?
And months ago. It was amazing. Like I was like, I need to come back here every week. Like it was so great. Yeah. And my skin just felt like amazing.
It really does change the way it looks too. Doesn't
yes.
It? Yeah.
And since then I've been really diligent about like my routines, you know, like good. Washing my face.
I have a couple of products that you can use at home that give you you should still go.
Yeah. Is it like the peel stuff or no?
It has like it does have some of those elements in it, but a couple of things that really like give you that bang that you get right after a facial, like just the tightening of your pores and how you look so glowy that you can kind of use in between when you actually go that are great.
What was funny, like they use Estrella, which is right on like 26th and Nicollet.
Oh, okay.
Right next to the Copper Hen.
Yeah.
And they use all natural stuff. So it's like Evan Healy brand, Dr. Hauschka.
Yeah.
And then some other brand that I can't remember. And
the two I use are from Ren.
Okay. Well, I had some of the stuff already. Like, because at the co-op, you know, they sell Evan Healy and then like the essential oils and like the hydrosol sprays.
Yeah.
Like I had the lavender one already. And I was just like, because I was like, oh, I should probably start using this before I even went there. And I was like, I already have some of this stuff. Like,
good.
I'm without even knowing, you know, like.
That's nice when it doesn't feel like a total leap.
Yes.
And I use I keep a rose spray in my fridge for summer. And then like midday I do it even. And it sets your makeup actually.
Yes.
It doesn't do anything, but I use it every morning. I love the way that feels.
Yes.
So same. That's mostly what I'm about is like smell, you know, and feel.
Yeah.
Like how does it, if I love it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Louie's snuggling with me. I didn't even realize.
Oh,
so sweet.
Baby.
So I don't wear any like foundation. I stopped a while ago because
you're
just
so lucky.
I couldn't like reconcile how it almost made me look worse. Like it made me look more uneven.
Oh.
Because it couldn't like get it so it sat right. So, but I started wearing a makeup artist suggested that I wear something like really thin, that just goes like around my nose where I have a little bit of redness and then like, Like around my nostrils and then like around my eyes, like really close to the eye and in this.
Yeah.
Because I have really deep set eyes. So
pulls it out a little bit.
Like in the corners where, So when there's that, not much light in there. So it's that, it's Yves Saint Laurent. Actually, it's that touche éclat. It's like a little like brush. And so that goes on really, really thin. But I find that those using those Ren, like the one Ren product and then making sure that my skin is in really good shape underneath it is what really makes the difference anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So, I love that product, but,
well, I'm a huge fan of the, like, you know, when you wear foundation and stuff, it's like your face almost looks more flat because it's like everything is like a uniform color. Yeah. And so, yeah, I use a lot of like contouring stuff.
I love that one you suggested I bought.
Oh, the Anastasia
one. Yeah.
Ah!
You know what's funny is that I haven't been using the I can't use the darker trio.
Really?
Because I'm too fair. Like they need to be a whole level lighter.
Yeah.
But I have been using those for eyebrow pencil and also the middle one I've been using for eyeshadow, it's a really good against my green eyes. It's like coppery.
Yes.
Almost. So,
but see, and that middle one is the one that I always used that's gone for me already. Like,
You know, those pop out.
What?
They pop out.
Can I order new ones?
So they have like a standard set and then they probably have other.
Oh, I'm going to go on the internet tonight.
Shades that you can order, you know.
Yep.
So, I've been loving it for
the highlights,
filling in, and then using it like really as just like a. I love that when we were talking about like how to do makeup, like smoky eye or dark lip, like one or the other. But then there's also this other like medium, which is like coppery on the eye, and then pink on the lips. That I just saw on the cover of a Allure that.
Which is
like a beauty magazine. I thought, well, that could be really fun to try during the day in the summer.
For sure.
Like a super light pink and then like the coppery eye. But anyway, I love to try stuff like that.
Yep.
But I love the Anastasia top three, like the light.
Because
there's a matte and then there's the...
The yellow.
The yellowish one, which is nice for someone with like more red skin like I have, like pink undertones. And then there's the pearly one, which I put all around like to draw light to your eyes and forehead. And then I've been loving that one. And like at the top of your cheekbones.
I love it too.
So do you use like a makeup brush to put it on or what do you
use? So I have a contouring brush that I'll use. But I don't actually use the top three. It's so funny. We're opposite. I don't use the top three. I use the bottom three. And then for the highlights that I put on my face, I actually have like a really light foundation. That's like a cream foundation, almost like a cover up sort of.
Yeah. A little thicker.
Yeah. And then I use that like under my eyes and on my cheekbones and down my nose and just blend that in with the foundation and then with the darker contouring. And hopefully don't look like I don't know what I'm doing. Let's hope. Sometimes I think I'll like put it on in my bathroom and then I get in the car and I like flip down the mirror for whatever reason. I'm like, oh, we got to blend this a little bit better. But it is kind of weird, like makeup as a whole. Like, why do we paint our faces? It's very strange.
It is. And so I'm trying to wear less and less as time goes by.
That's good.
You know, like I think that Bobbi Brown's onto something there with like, it doesn't have to be less overall, but it has to be like less
dramatic,
it should be more enhancing rather than, you know, because if you continue to wear the amount of makeup you wore in your 20s into your 30s,
girl.
You know, like it only ages you. And I think that they have a theory about women who wear the same makeup that they did when they felt their prettiest. They continue to wear that makeup forever.
And then you see an old grandma with like bright red lips. Like,
I see. I love that. I like, want to be her.
That's like rolling off her face onto her cheek.
Yes. I totally want to be the crazy lady with the the coral lipstick at 95.
Red lips are classic though.
They are. You have to, you have to layer and do it well. But I probably avoid lipstick in the summer more than anything I usually do. I'm more of a nude lip, darker eye if I do have a summer like night event.
Like a gloss.
Because I just don't want to keep up my lipstick.
Yeah. That is one thing that is really hard to do. I, especially with the red, because you've got, like, I have the lip liner and then the lipstick, and then you're constantly like, is it still there? And then if you eat or drink anything, you're like, is it still there? And then sometimes it'll be like on the corners, but not in the middle parts. And then
I know. And that's where layering comes in. Like, yeah, dabbing it on and then taking a tissue, mm-hmm, taking some of it off. So it's almost like stained.
Yeah.
And I know they have a lot of good stains now too, where you can do like a layer of that, yep, and then lipstick. But I find that I am so preoccupied with it coming off or being elsewhere that,
right,
I seriously can't take it. Like, I can't take the thing. So I always end up doing... And maybe it's that I'm a mom too, that I have that like secondary thing that's always there, that, you know what I mean? Like, I can't think of always thinking, yeah, of myself first, that it's easier because I know the eye makeup isn't going to move that much.
Yep, totally. You're onto something. Summer too, I think you could just get like a little bit of natural glow to your face anyway, because you're outside.
Yeah. Like the, I have, you know, freckles.
You're sweating a little bit. So you're like, you know, you're a little more flushed, like...
I love that.
Yeah. And then just
fresh air. Sun too, even will do that.
Sun kissed. You, yeah, know, not in the, I put on sunscreen every day, but like, you know, it's just you're outside more.
So no, and sunscreen doesn't mean no sun. It just means no burn.
Right.
I think people always often, you know, although what I mean?
I don't know. I use like 75.
So yeah. I'm always like, I do, but look at, yeah, me. Like, yeah, I wear it. I mean, if you sniff my skin right now, you can smell thing, it.
I pulled my swimsuit out of the drawer the other day.
Ooh.
And what, and like, I'm always like, oh, it's kind of still smells like sunscreen. Like, that's my favorite.
Mine smells like chlorine for sure.
Really? Yeah. Mine always smells like sunscreen. And I'm nice. Like, that's the best.
That is the best. Mm-hmm. I love that. I can't wait to get to the pool. The water park. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to this summer?
I am looking forward to, having people here.
Mm-hmm.
We have this awesome new backyard, and I bought a bunch of those like frosted globe lights.
Fun.
And I'm gonna put them all up over, and I love to entertain and really didn't have a space to do it before.
Yeah,
that I loved. And so I'm really looking forward to having people over for like casual things, like just like
hanging.
We're here on the patio, come by. And I'm looking forward to things settling down, mm-hmm, after the move.
Oh my God.
And just like being able to choose what I do, mm-hmm, versus being dictated, which it won't be that much longer, you know?
For sure.
And then we have the boys have a bunch of camps and fun stuff planned, cool, which is, you know, it's a big part of my life, like how their lives are going. It just is.
Totally.
So I'm really looking forward to how they they're both doing an archery camp.
Cute.
So that's fun. And I'm not, my identity isn't tied up in theirs, but that how fun your kid's summer is a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't have a lot to do during the summers growing up. Like, I mostly had to fend for myself, yep, and I, there wasn't a lot of money to pay for camps and specialty things.
Yep.
And so it's a big deal to me to provide that for my kids. And if they wanted to stay home and, you know, not do that, that would be okay too. Although I would go crazy.
Yep.
I'm glad they do, but it's a big deal. It's one of those checkoffs, you know, that you want to like do better for your kids.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to going to Nisswa, spending time at the lake there and being on the pontoon.
Oh my God. That sounds, yeah, great.
And then just like wearing dresses and like being at festivals like Northern Spark and Pride and, you know, everything that is sort of so magical in the, mm-hmm, summer here, because everyone goes all out, because, mm-hmm, we don't have very much time to, yep, to spend. So,
agreed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How about you?
I just want to enjoy it. You know, this is kind of the first summer that I will have time to do stuff. Like, I, you know, kind of, right, stepped away from some other things in my life to actually live a life. So, yeah, like experiencing lots of things that I never had the opportunity to do before. I never chose the opportunity to do before. So, yeah, all of those things you mentioned, I'm looking forward to it. And just like,
oh my gosh.
What?
Sitting at the breweries on their patios.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it like
all the time.
Once a week. Like,
yes.
And then do a crawl, but have it be like over the summer instead of over one night.
I love it.
And go to one, because, and then just invite who can come.
Yep.
Don't plan.
Love it.
Because those places, like we had talked about this before, but we don't know what to do socially mm-hmm. there yet. And I love that.
Yeah.
Because everyone kind of like...
You're like forced to talk to people.
Community and, tables. Yep. And like we... And I see people I've never seen before where yep. it's like, if I go to 331, I love 331 yep. and I love other local haunts. Yep. But we know what to do there.
Yeah, and we know like, the people, you know.
Immediately yeah. judge everyone in the room. Yep. And at the breweries and stuff, we're not doing that. Yep. And this is a relatively new phenomenon for us. So
yep.
I was at one locally on Saturday and it was... no less than magical.
I love that.
It was so much fun. And it was like a warm breeze. And yep. So let's do that.
Let's do it. I'm in. I'm totally in.
All right, good.
Like that I have no fun. Shows on the books for the summer after June 21st. I'm done until the last weekend in August.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good. That'll be that. That's don't let's just not make plans.
Yep.
And then be like, one favorite. Of these nights we're going to do this one.
Then we're going to do it. And it's going to be glorious.
And then, let's talk about that. I found a friend recommended that Lush silky underwear dusting powder, which goes God. In between. So you don't get the,
I think like anybody, thighs rubbing yeah, together. Anybody who wears a dress in the summer has this situation. It doesn't matter if, like what size you are. I feel like anybody does. Because yeah. if you sweat and you have nothing acting as a barrier, then you're going to get a little rash situation.
Especially the first couple times you wear.
Oh my God. And it's uncomfortable.
Oh, it's terrible. And if you don't do it's something the first time, then you're stuck for like the first couple weeks in pain.
And chub rub, that's what we call it. But it really affects everyone. I used to wear, like I would always wear like shapewear, but in the summer I feel like that's too hot.
It's very constricting. Yeah. And then you're almost like
and then you sweat in it.
Sweat even more.
Yeah. Because yeah. it's like a spandex tight.
Yeah. I don't ever wear it. So yeah. I just gave up on it a few years ago. And, I still wear tights,
yeah.
you know, in the winter and stuff, which is great because it does.
Yeah. I wear like the high waisted.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty much can't find them any other way now.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
But, in the summer, I just accept my body as it is and try not to have I don't drink beer or eat bread anymore.
So that alleviates swelling. A lot of that tummy blow. God.
And it's like immediate.
Yeah. I would swell up from that. Like in the summer, especially like you get the swollen hands and swollen.
Yeah. Today I did already. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I got to remember to drink another thing of water. We covered a lot of the bases.
We did.
I'm really looking forward to this summer.
Let's just drink ciders outside and walk around
in our Birkin socks,
in dresses.
Dresses and Birkies.
Less makeup. And fall in love. Well, you already are.
Aww.
Yeah. We'll get there.
But someone posted something really recently. Oh, it was today. It was in the same thread.
Yeah.
That I was talking about.
Who is this guy?
It wasn't the same guy as the earlier episode that we talked about tweets of the week and asking about philosophies and stuff. But he said something about how when you travel, you see everything with new eyes and it's like magic.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I'm working towards more and more. And eventually everything will be that way. And I was like, that's insanely cool.
Who is that person?
Jason Ramos.
Oh, I know him. Sweating Commas.
Yes. He's
he's super nice.
Yeah. And
he's really nice. He's DM'd me a few times.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He seems like a good guy. I haven't met him in person. But he has interesting philosophies that I align with. And he said that. And
I think he listens to our podcast.
Well, there you go. Shout out to you.
Because I think... Yeah, he asked me some questions about dating and stuff. And I think it was after we talked about that on the podcast. Yeah.
He seems like he's seeking a lot now.
That's great.
Yeah. And we just met, I think we met through Katie.
Hink?
No, Katie Crawford.
Oh.
Who is.
Also listens to our podcast.
Yes. Yeah, she's great. And I think I met him through her somehow. Maybe they live in the same town.
Where does she live? Well, this Kansas is like, City? Oh, this is a great podcast, by the way. We're just having a conversation. Hi, Katie.
This is how it all started.
I just French braided my hair while we were talking.
Next, we're going to have a pillow fight.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
So, but the Spanx and that sort of thing are what we were talking about. And there's lots of different products. There's a Monistat product that Jess Horowitz recommends.
Body Glide.
There's Body Glide, which is for runners, but can work. And then there's this Lush, which their stuff smells so good.
Oh, my God. Typically. Their bath bombs. Woo.
And there's called Silky Underwear Dusting Powder. It's like coconut and lavender, I think. And I was like, yesterday, Katie and I were talking about it, the other Katie, and who's at Katie on Twitter. And she like read the ingredients to me, and I was like, yes, please put that on my thighs.
She's so funny.
I know. It was awesome. So that's the Lush one, but then there's a couple other ones. Huh. But I actually use like Dove, just Dove.
Yeah. Well, I just sometimes like to have shorts on anyway, because
when I go to the fair, like state fair, or if I'm traveling to a warmer climate and I'm going to be walking in the airport all day in a dress, I omit underwear and only wear bike shorts.
Well, and it's just so nice. It seems they're a little like, things can get a little sweaty, you know?
Yeah.
And like.
It's normal.
Yeah, totally. It's disgusting too, but yeah. It's not disgusting. It's just I feel gross sometimes, you know?
Like, oh, yeah.
Sweat dripping down you and you're like, I just want to take a shower just to cool down, you know?
That's where my sweat lands, and I have to like change my underwear in the summer like multiple times. So
this is funny. Yesterday at the gym, we were doing squats, back squats, pause squats. Oof. So like you go into the squat and you have to sit there for 3 seconds and then come up. And we did a ton of reps. And it was so hot in there because we didn't have the air conditioning on yet. We had like the big garage door open. It was still, you know, 70, 80 degrees, but the humidity was high. And so we're just dripping in sweat. And I would go down into a squat and I was wearing, you know, compression tights, like capri compression tights. Oh, and wow. I could feel the sweat pooling in my joint, like my hip joint, like when I would go into the squat. It was the most disgusting, is it tactile feel? You know, like just like, I was grossed out at how it felt. I was like, I can't do this anymore because it's cooling. So that's what makes me think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. That's where it land. Like if I'm out in the garden for a couple of hours or if I go for a long walk when it's hot out, like I come home and like, you know, go to the bathroom, whatever. I'm like, Jesus, like dripping wet.
It's hot temperature down there.
Right.
In Chinatown.
I thought you were going to say something about a hot tub.
Too hot in the hot tub.
Hey.
Like that.
So,
No, what is it? No sex in the champagne room. What?
Is that hashtag? Is that a euphemism? So let us know what you do differently or the same in the summer.
Yeah.
And how you change to make the most of a Midwest or summer in the North. We'd love to hear from you on our Facebook page.
Which will be active again.
Yeah. It has been active.
We just had a lot of stuff going on. I mean, my God, we just roll with the flow. We're adapting. Okay. We're just like making it rain. We're feeling good about it. There's no pressure.
That being said, if you want to be the social media intern for the show,
hey, hit me up. That's awesome.
Yeah. That would be great.
That'd be great. All right. Well,
thanks for joining us today.
You're the best.
That was fun. You are.
Stop it. This is Jen, and you can find me on the internet at jenshaw.com or on Twitter at jenshaw.
And this is Kate, and you can find me at cleverkate.com or on Twitter at cleverkate.
You can find this podcast on mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
XOXO.
JK.